That's 800-686-2233.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. We are 45 days away from spring, and you should be starting to get excited about the possibilities. And the way the weather's been this winter, you really should be excited, because it looks like we could be having a nice early spring. But all the nice days that we have had here during the winter months. Now, if we can help you, the phone number to reach us is 855-660-4261. It's a toll-free number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll all work together to solve your gardening problems. Now, we still have a few openings for the Chelsea Flower Show. It's May 22nd through the 30th. And timing, if you were planning to go to England, is perfect, because there's so many things happening. A big celebration for the Queen. And that's when we're not there. A big celebration when the Olympics come to England and we won't be there. What does that mean to you? It means that the hotels are cheaper and that the airfare is cheaper. And there'll be less traffic and less people all over the place. So these are wonderful gardens that we are going to visit. The flower show itself is absolutely incredible. So if you get a chance, go to my website, paulparent.com, and you can see all of what we're going to be doing. We have built links to every single garden so that you can actually see the gardens before you get there. You have a link to the Chelsea Flower Show, which is the number one flower show in the world. And it really is incredible. It's only 5 days, and you're going to be able to spend the entire day there if you want. You'll have another day in England, and if you want to go to the site of the Olympics, you can take a cab and go there. If you want to go to the palace to see the wedding gown of that incredible wedding we all saw last year, you can go see all of that and a lot more. So let me give you a phone number of the travel agency, and they'll send you some information if you would like. It's 800-322-9481. 800-322-9481. This is an incredible event. There are other flower show tours going, but nothing like this. The reason is, most of the other flower show tours available are just doing the tour. We are going to be visiting several of the British Botanical Society's gardens, including their headquarters, which is called the Wesley garden. It's unbelievable. And some of these gardens we're going to see, you will really, really enjoy. We're also going to see Stonehenge. You're going to go see the Roman baths and pump house. And to end the trip, we're going to a British garden center. So you can see how they garden. And tools that are there can be shipped home. If they're small, they can be put in your luggage, as long as it's not a carry-on. And it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. So again, limited space available. Don't wait. The number to call is 800-322-9481 if you would like some information about the garden tour. And if you're traveling single, they will help you to try and find a roommate. You're only going to be in the room to sleep. The rest of the time we're out, and we travel as a group, as a big family. And believe me, you will enjoy this trip. I was there about 5 years ago, and when you walk into that flower show, it's not inside a building. It's outside and in several tents. And some of the landscaping outside, some of the gardens are actually built on this piece of property just for this five-day event. It's incredible. So give them a call, 800-322-9481. Okay, now, this time of the year, there is things that you can do. If you live in an area where there is no snow on the ground and you want to get a jump start on the season, start thinking about working and preparing. Things that you can do would include liming your lawn. You're going to say, Paul, it's February. You can lime the lawn now in your gardens, and it would help you tremendously, because the sooner you get this in, the sooner it can change the acidity of your soil and make the fertilizer that you're applying work better. So really take advantage of things like this. If there's still foliage on your lawn, I mentioned going at the end of the last hour, if there's still leaves all over your lawn, take out the lawnmower, grind them up with your lawnmower, and when the rains of April come and you put down your lawn food, that ground up foliage from your trees will turn into organic matter. And it will make your soil that much richer. You can start seedlings at this time of the year. Not everything, it's too early for tomatoes, but all of your herbs can be started at this time of the year. Chives, rosemary, thyme, parsley, basil, they can all be started in your home right now. Now, some of your annuals can be started also. Things like snapdragons, they take a long time. Violas, pansies, Johnny jump ups, they can all be started at this time of the year. Now, if you want to have fun and you've got a small window box that you can bring inside the house and put it near a window, plant some lettuce or some spinach. Fill your container with some fresh soil. Sprinkle your lettuce seeds. Don't use a head. Use the leaf type. Spinach. And you can plant it in that window box right now near the window. And within a month from now, you'll be picking fresh lettuce or spinach for your salad. You can also plant peas. Peas will take a little bit longer, but you'll have a jump start on the season. But lettuce and spinach in a window box during the winter is absolutely fabulous. The freshness is incredible. Now, if you want to grow your own perennials, you can start all of your perennials by seed at this time of the year. Some of the garden centers will have perennial seeds available. All your seed catalogs do. And February is the time to start them because they take so long to germinate and grow so that when you put them out in May, the plant will have some size to it. So it's not the end of the world. It's February. And we are 6 weeks away from spring. The weather's in our favor. Let's take advantage of it. The other thing that you can do, if you have fruit trees, apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, you get a nice day, you can start to do your pruning on these plants right now. You know, branches that have died, branches that are broken, branches that crisscross and are rubbing together. You remove one of them. You can create the shape. And then you pick up all of the tips of those branches up to 3 feet in length. 1 to 2 feet is better, but you bring them inside. You put them in a big vase
during
of water.
It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 855-660-4261. That's our phone number. 855-660-4261. Give us a call. It will help you to get excited about springtime. There is a flower show that you probably should know about. February 23rd. Through the 26th, and that is in Rhode Island. It's right in downtown Providence, and it's the first of the flower shows for the New England area, and it's a nice show. So write that down in the calendar, February 23rd through the 26th, and the Orchid Show is February 11th and 12th, and that is at the Radisson Hotel. Take exit 1 off of Route 3, and it's right around the corner, right there. If you want to get more information, go to NH for New Hampshire, orchids with an S, .org. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from Mass with a question about poinsettias.
Hey, Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, good morning, Paul. I have a question about my large poinsettia, how to care for it. It's in about an 8 to 10 pot.
Yes.
And then I wanted to know also, could it be put outside when it gets warmer in the summertime?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. The thing you want to do for now is just treat it like any other houseplant. And you're going to see that the flowers will eventually begin to fade. And when the flowers fade, I want you to cut back the plant by about 20%. So if you've got a branch that's a foot long, take about 2 to 3 inches right off the top of every single branch and remove the old faded flowers. And what will happen is the individual stems will begin to get thicker and stronger. And they'll change from that soft, shiny green to kind of a woody looking bark. And that will really make that strong. But when you put that outside in mid to late May, depending on where you live, all kinds of new growth will begin to develop from the plant. So when you put it outside, repot it into a container 2 inches larger. So if it's in an 8, move it to a 10. If it's in a 10, move it to a 12. Cut it back. Put it outside when the threat of frost is over. And keep it in a nice, sunny location. Now, when you bring it out, you can't put it in direct sun because you're going to end up burning the foliage. So you bring it out, you put it someplace where it's going to get morning sun or late in the day sun. Let it stay there for a couple of weeks and slowly move it where it's going to get sun all day. But if you take it from the house and put it in direct sun outside, the heat and the strength of the sun will burn the foliage and will turn it all white. So you need to gradually increase the amount of sunshine that it does get. So 2 weeks out with early or late sun, and then slowly move it closer so it gets more and more sun. Now, repot it. And I'll tell you, the thing that I would do is I would put, being that you're going to go into a 10 or a 12-inch pot, a couple of tablespoons of Osmocote fertilizer. It's a slow-release fertilizer, and every time you water or it rains, it will feed that plant. Oh, one more thing. Do not put the plant in a saucer. Let it sit right on the ground or on the deck. That way, if you get a heavy rain and you're not there, it won't drown or hurt the roots. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Things are beginning to warm up. The sun is up high in the sky now, and there's things that we can do, so start thinking about the garden. Maybe it's just getting a piece of graph paper and drawing out the dimensions of your garden and begin to plan it. And remember, if you have a vegetable garden, rotation. That's the secret. If you plant the same vegetables in the same place every year, they won't do as good. Give the soil a chance to rest between years, because each plant takes certain nutrients. And if you can rotate, it really does make a difference. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chet from New Hampshire with a question about cherry trees.
Hey, Chet, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Oh,
thank you, Paul. I have two questions regarding cherry trees, or sweet cherry trees I planted last year. They're about 6 feet tall, and the leaders are very long, of course. And so I was wondering, I have two questions, like I said. I was wondering, how far back should I cut these leaders?
Okay. And what was your second question?
Oh, well, with the cuttings, what can I do with those cuttings? Can I plant those cuttings?
No. The only thing that you can do is, once you prune it back, is you can take those branches and you can force them in a tall vase of water, and they'll give you beautiful flowers
time
of the year. But as far as trying to root, you have to root the new growth. because the old growth is a year old, and it's really woody, and it's hard, and it's more difficult to get roots that will develop on hardwood cuttings than something that's young and still hasn't a chance to get really firm yet. So the new growth. Now, as far as pruning, you need to decide on the overall height and width of that tree. Because you can buy a dwarf, a semi-dwarf, or a standard. A dwarf will be in the neighborhood of around 6 to 8 feet. A semi-dwarf will get up to around 10, possibly 12. And your standard will get up around 25 feet. So, and with cherries, the birds know the day before you when the cherries are ready. So if you can control the size with pruning, it will make it easier for you to put a net over them to keep the birds off. So you have to decide. And the pruning can be done anytime now. All of your commercial orchards begin to do their pruning while the tree is dormant. And traditionally, mid-February and March is when most of that work is done. And what you want to do is any suckers coming out of the base of the plant, any crisscrossing, rubbing branches, any dead, broken, or diseased branches, and in your case, prune the top to control the height, and it's also going to make it bush out. It'll make it wider and easier for you to spray to control insects and disease problems, and easier for you to throw a net over it so that the birds don't eat all the cherries off the tree before you get a chance to do that. Great question. Thank you. Again, our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dave from New Hampshire with a question about mini roses.
Good morning, Dave. How can we help you with your miniature roses today?
Yes, good morning, Paul. I have what I think is a miniature rose bush of some type in my driveway. It blooms in early June. It has small white flowers that are very fragrant, and it has thorns on it. So I think it's some type of mini rose bush.
Okay.
And it's about 6 feet tall, and I would like to transplant it. What would be the best time of year to do that, and how would I go about doing it?
Okay. Timing-wise, you called perfect. Roses, the best time to move them would be when they're dormant. And all of your nurseries receive their rose bushes bare root. They buy them without soil, and then they prune them, clean them, pot them up in fresh soil during the middle of March, and then they do real well. So what you're going to need to do is cut back the plant in half. So if it's 3 feet tall, cut it down to 18 inches, okay? Then try and get as large of a root ball as possible with it. And for a rose bush, if you can get something 18 to 24 inches in diameter. Now, roses do not have a fibrous root system. They have a lot of roots, but it's not like a spider web like a perennials do. You've got big roots with a lot of hair around it. So don't panic. And by digging it during mid to late March, if the soil ball falls apart, it's not going to be a big deal. So dig it up. If you can get some soil with it, great. If not, don't panic. Move it to a nice sunny location. Dig your hole. Put a lot of compost or cow manure in that hole. Blend it up really well. Replant it at the same level as it was before you dug it up to relocate it. Prune it up, give it a nice shape. Water it in well. And then what I would do, you can either use wilt proof, or if you have any pledge, meaning you only have one rose, if you don't have any wilt proof, and you've got a can of pledge, spray the entire plant with the liquid wax, especially where you made the cut. By doing that, you seal the plant, preventing the wind from pulling moisture out of that open cut that you have made. And it holds the moisture in the plant a lot longer. And then get a good granular fertilizer. Espoma has rose tone. Dr. Earth has a rose fertilizer with probiotics in it. And you want to feed it in March. Then again in April, May, June, July, August. And the last feeding will be in early September. No fertilizer after that, because now you want the plant to prepare for the winter months. And just keep it good and moist at all times. Now try, when you water, not to get moisture on the foliage. And never, ever water a rose bush at night. Never. It'll be like a neon sign that says, water and lunch is now available on this plant. Dry foliage prevents insects from coming to the plant, and it prevents disease from attacking the plant. So the better you do that, the better your plants are going to grow. But again, feed it every single month. Thank you. And a real good question. And figure, the month of March and early April are the best times to move anything. So if you want to move a tree before the leaves come out, a rhododendron, an azalea, any plant can be moved at that time of the year because it's dormant, the new growth hasn't started, and there is a lot less stress on that plant. So give it a try. I have a phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Jack from Mass with a question about crab apple trees.
Hey, Jack. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. I do have a question about a flowering crab apple tree. It is quite mature, and it always did well. But for the last 6 years, it leased out perfectly, flowers okay, but then it develops a black spot in the middle of some of the leaves, and by the middle of the summer, half the leaves have fallen off.
Yep.
And I don't know what it is.
You have one of the older varieties of flowering crab that are not resistant to black spot. So what I want you to do is this.
Okay.
As soon as the flowers come and go, then the leaves will appear. By mid-June, I want you to spray your tree with a fungicide like Serenade. S-E-R-E-N-A-D-E. And if you can repeat the serenade on every 2 to 3 weeks, the plant will begin to build immunity to these diseases. If we have a summer that is dry, we don't get a lot of rain, we don't get a lot of heat and humidity, you know, the days where, you know, everything sticks to you, that's what makes the fungus active on your plant. So if you see that the weather is beginning to get hot, sticky, humid, do it every couple of weeks. But as soon as the foliage seems to be like halfway developed, hit it with serenade, wait 2 weeks, do it again. So that will be June and going into July. In July, if it's rainy, do it every 2 weeks. If it's hot, if it's muggy, sticky, every 2 weeks. Other than that, once a month would be fine. But I know what it's like. I have two beautiful crabs near my vegetable garden. One of them is immune to the black spot, and the foliage stays gorgeous all year. The one at the opposite end of the garden is a different color. And just like you, by the middle to the end of July, the leaves begin to get spotted and they begin to fall. And by the time you get to August, sometimes there's like a third of the foliage still left on that plant. The new ones are better. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 855-660-4261. Write down that phone number, and we will try and help you. Maybe not this week, but next week, the week after. We're here for you every single Sunday. Don't forget the newsletter. Go to paulparent.com. Sign up for it. There's a ton of information that will really help you also. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mike from Massachusetts with a question about mandevillas.
Hey, Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hey, good morning, Paul. I have a question about my mandevillas that I'm trying to overwinter, and they don't really look so good, and I wasn't sure if I should be feeding them. I've been watering them about, maybe once a week. I trimmed them back, like I think you're supposed to. I didn't trim them quite as much as sometimes what I've read that they recommend. I maybe only cut them in half. They were probably about 5 feet tall.
Half is fine.
Okay. So there's still some green leaves, but it looks like for the most part they've completely dried up, even though I've been watering them, and I'm just not sure if that's normal and they'll just come back, or if maybe I just didn't do it right generally.
Okay. How much sun are they getting, Mike?
So they get maybe about 2-3 hours a day, maybe closer to 4 hours. They're sort of on the west side of my cellar, actually. I have the cellar is sort of at ground level, so I have some windows that, let light in.
Okay, so they're in your basement.
That's right.
Okay. They should be fed monthly.
Monthly.
So if you haven't fed them, then it's time to really give them a good shot of some Miracle-Gro or the blooming and rooting. I would start to think that you could bring them out of the basement now and put them in front of a window. If you don't have a south-facing window, that's fine. A north window where it's going to get plenty of light but no direct sun, that will work. An east or a west window, but you have to say to the plant, okay, you've had enough rest. You've been asleep now part of September, October, November, December, January. It's February. It's time for you to wake up. So I want you to feed them every 2 weeks with a liquid food. Give them as much light as possible. And if you do have a south-facing window, that's great. Now, in the next 2 or 3 weeks, keep an eye on the branches. You're probably going to notice that some of the branches are going to begin to pop buds and start to make foliage. Some of them may not do anything. Take a fingernail, scratch through the bark. If it's green underneath the bark, there is a very, very good chance that it will come back and flower for you next year. So don't panic. As long as there's some leaves, it means that the plant is still alive, but it's in the cellar. It's cold, it's not getting as much sunlight, and it is time now to bring it up. Say, okay, 45 days away, here's some sun, here's some light, here's some food, wake up, let's get going, and the plants will begin to come right back to life. And it really won't take that long. And then as the days get longer and longer, try and get it into a south-facing window. And as soon as the weather gets good, put it outside. Now, you may want to repot it into a larger container. And all you need to do is to pull the plant out of the pot. Look at the root ball. And if it looks like a big spider web, time to move it into a bigger pot. And when you repot it, Osmocote has to go in it. It makes such a big difference when you use Osmocote when you repot, because it means that that plant will be fertilized every single time you water. It's available. And that will make that plant come right back to life. I want you to have a great day. Remember, Super Bowl Sunday, cheer for the Patriots. This is revenge weekend. We will do it. Go Patriots. Have a great week, everybody.